have his DNA on top of you. You have his DNA inside of you. You have the spirit. You don't have just any spirit. Romans 8:11, the same identical spirit. Not a kindred spirit, not a tangential spirit, not a similar spirit, not a derivative spirit. The same identical spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of you. Women, ladies, get ready. With that DNA, you're about to change your world for the glory of the risen Christ. If you have that spirit, praise like you have that spirit. Where that spirit is present, there is power. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. There is freedom, 2 Corinthians 3:17. You are to be driven by that spirit, not by the flesh, Galatians 5:16. You are to be filled with that spirit, Ephesians 5:18. You are temple of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 3:16, 1 Corinthians 6:9. You are anointed by the Holy Spirit, 1 John 2:27. You have his DNA. You have his DNA. But my grandfather, my father, they were alcoholics. No, no, cállate ya con esa sanganería, por favor. Eso ya se terminó. No, but you understand, my mama, she had a predisposition for diabetes, but you have the DNA of Jesus inside of you. What does that mean? By his stripes, not you will be healed. You are already healed. You need to walk in the finished work of Christ. You have that DNA. We got to wrap up. We got to wrap up real quick, real quick. Real DNA. Real quick. That Holy Spirit can't be stopped. You can't stop that DNA from being that DNA inside of you. It's, help me out. I don't want to get in trouble here. Okay, you didn't suffer this in Missouri, but in the state of California during that interesting season we call COVID, I'm not going to get political. I'm just telling you what happened. You could Google it and do your Google due diligence. The governor of our state, which I'm not saying anything disparagingly or negative. Matter of fact, I would say this: bless his heart. He locked down churches immediately. Churches were not essential, of course, blah, 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 blah. We expected that. It's California, right? And the casinos were open. Liquor stores were open. Churches were not. So that really happened. But then he did something that never been done before. He actually passed an executive decree. Google it. You know what it was? Never been seen before in American history. He said, by executive order, I hereby prohibit in your personal home, in your home, any form of worship, praise, singing, or chanting with other people in any sort of religious gathering. Can you believe that? The chanting part killed me. The Rodriguez's wake up every morning, we go, Cameraman, give me a tight shot. I want to make this clear. There's not an executive order, a legislative initiative, a Supreme Court decision, or a social media campaign that will ever have the power to stop the Holy Spirit of God from moving. You can't stop the Holy Spirit. It is not by might nor by power, but by my... Somebody shout like you have that spirit. You place this. Did Jesus just spit? Jesus spit and did. There's another blind man story, similar to this, but a different man. In the other story, Jesus spit directly into the man's eyes, no dirt. The Bible says for that man, he restored his sight. That's the man who said, people look like trees. So he had some sort of framework, right? Different guy. For this guy, Jesus didn't go, bah! Jesus went, Why would he go down first with dirt and dust? What did God make man out of? I'm going to walk away. What, Genesis 2:7, what did God make man, what did he make humanity from? That's right. Jesus went to the original blueprint. Now I'm going to preach to at least 10, 12 people. In God's original plan, your children are not drug addicts. In God's original plan, you don't die from diabetes. In God's original plan, cancer does not eat up your body. In God's original plan, you don't go from problem to problem. In God's original plan, you are blessed and highly favored. You are anointed and appointed. You are the righteousness of God. Is there anyone here ready to see God's original plan for your family and your home? Repeat after me. God's original plan for me and my family, for me and my house, cannot and will not be stopped. If you really believe that God's, I'm prophesying now, even with your family, with your children and your children's children, you're about to see God's original plan fully activated. When you are born again, you were born according to the motto of the second Adam, 1 Corinthians 15:45, not the first Adam, which means God's original plan. It stands fully activated. You're not in God's original plan. You're not an alcoholic. You're not broken. You're not full of anxiety. You're not the tail. You're not cursed. In God's original plan, you are not where you are. You are not how you are. You are not what others did to you. You are not what you did to yourself. You are who God says you are. You are what God says you are. It's not about where you are in life. It's about who you are in Christ. And when you know who you are in Christ, you will never be held back by where you are in life. Raise your hands. Ephesians 2:10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. It's time to become who you already are. Your identity in Christ will bring an end to your captivity in life. And everything God has planned for you will come to pass. And when you get this original plan activated, here's the word for someone. Put a smile on your face. Your children will not inherit your sins. Your children will inherit your blessings. Your children will not inherit your mistakes. Your children will inherit your mantles. And your children will never live in what God took you out of. If you believe that, give them one more clap offering. I'm done. Are there any questions? Are there any questions, Pastor David? Are there any questions? Nobody has any questions? None? He did this. Activated the original plan, his DNA, the original blueprint, and like a boss, right? Jesus goes like this, like a boss. The swag is so amazing. Holy swag. This is what Jesus does. You would assume Jesus, love and grace incarnate, would say, now that I did this, let me wash you, right? That's an accurate sort of cognitive, coherent analysis, right? He's full of love and grace. Now that I did this, let me wash you. Ay, mijo, te voy a limpiar yo mismo, te voy a quitar eso ahí del lodo. No. You know what he does? He makes the mess and then he goes like, go wash yourself. Just go wash yourself. I'm not going to wash you. I already gave you everything you need for your miracle. I already played. I'm going to say that one more time. You already carry a miracle. Just now you take the next step. I'm preaching to somebody right now. What are you waiting for? Go wash yourself. You take the next step. You take. We walk by faith and not by. Tell your neighbor, go wash yourself. Go wash yourself. Go wash yourself. Open your eyes to a holy mess.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest-growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week, this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
Walk with your mess. You look amazing. You know what? Right there, half messy that you are, walk with me. At least like this, all that wet mud stuff on your eyes. All the women in this place, have you ever been in a place where you had to walk with your mess? If you've never been there, can you come up here so I can worship you? Have you ever been in a place where you had no idea where you were going, but all you heard was God say, walk? And you walked with your mess, and you walked when you were broken, because you discovered that a broken praise is still a praise, and a wounded worshiper is still a worshiper. Are you with me right now? If you've never been there, you're never going to relate. But for everybody who's ever walked with their mess, if you know what it is to walk with it, and then people criticize you, people hate it on you, and they say, can you believe them? They because they saw you with the mud and you were walking. They never understood that behind the mess, there was a miracle that God had already placed behind the mess. It may look like a mess, but it's actually a miracle with mud on it. And all you have to do is wash yourself. I lived this. I had to walk with my mess. It's July 2020. We're a few months into COVID. The previous administration, the previous president, by the grace of God, appointed me to a commission, and I was working on the National Coronavirus Recovery Commission. Working for the Heritage Foundation, creating and writing policies. So I was on Zoom calls with Deborah Birx and a bunch of doctors from CDC. It's July 2020. My eldest daughter, Evie, gave me my first granddaughter, Camila. My Mila. And we were happy. There was one glitch in the matrix that Evie has low, not low where it requires medication, but low where we know it's low, a low white blood cell count. In the low threes, at three flat. Approximately. COVID hit when she gave birth to Camila, perfect storm. WBCs were below three. The virus hits her. She ends up on a ventilator. This is my baby. And I know everything I preach because I've experienced it. I live it. This is not hype for me. I know. When the doctor talks to me and says, Mr. Rodriguez, if your daughter doesn't fight, she's not going to make it. I go like, I didn't want to tell her I'm part of a committee. I got the stats. Millennials don't die from COVID. You know? And I'm, Z's don't die. And the doctor's telling me, but she had a pre-existing condition. She's on a ventilator. And the doctor says, things are getting worse. Next day, things are even getting worse. Next day is, you all need to prepare. I'm going, what? I get on in my Jeep Wrangler. And I'm driving. Put on my cap, sunglasses on. I'm on my way to that place of refuge and consolation and hope. I'm on my way to Starbucks. So I'm driving towards there. And no joke, my whole family got it. Now, I run. So I didn't think, I only knew I got it about a month later, because the only thing I ever experienced in COVID, I was walking to the bathroom one day, true story, and all of a sudden in my leg, that's all I got. One time, I was going to the bathroom one day, and I got like, that was it. I didn't even know it was like an Elvis anointing kicking in, a Michael Jackson, Bruno Mars, just one. So I'm driving. I lost it. Just spoke to the doctor, and I'm messing. I'm doing Zoom calls with pastors across America, telling them to be encouraged. To preach to their people hope and faith, and my daughter's dying of COVID. I had to walk with my mess.
I'm in there. This is my baby. And I go to God, I have no idea. I have no idea what to say. I know you all want to hear, like I said, I have faith. Come on, go Jesus, yay! I was messed up, man. I was broken. And I went, that's my baby. I go, this is not part of the plan. This is not part of your original design. Lord, I'm not a baby. Give me something here. Give me something. I'm not a baby. I'm not asking you for, I'm not even doing a Gideon thing, but do me a favor. Can you just do me a favor? It's California. We don't have access to her. She can't even breastfeed Camila. Her husband can't see her, can't even get close. Complete lockdown restriction, cuckoo stuff, man. And this is what I said. Can you please send your angels to her ICU room? Can you do it right now? Watch this. All documented, verified, beautiful stuff. I'm driving, picking up my almond milk latte. Weeping, crying, discombobulated. Didn't want to talk to anyone. I'm broken. I get a text from my daughter. My daughter's about to die. She's on a ventilator, but she has her iPhone. That's how millennials and Generation Zero. Right? So this is the text from my daughter. Watch this. Not knowing where I was at, the mathematical probability of this happening by chance. Not knowing where I was at, what I was praying, what I said. Dad, comma, I promise you it's not the meds, period. Not the meds. Dad, angels just invaded my room right here, right now. No, y'all need to hear it. If God did it for me, he can do it for you. You need to hear this. When God says, I'm about to make a miracle out of the mess, he will make a miracle out of your mess. I need you to get ready. All right, conclude. Watch this. The next day, the doctor says those famous words. Mr. Rodriguez, I can't explain it. I'm prophesying somebody's about to get a call that says, I can't explain it. I can't explain it. You were turned down, but now you're accepted. I can't explain it. That tumor disappeared. I can't explain it. That person was restored. I can't explain it. And the doctor says, and it's really beyond us, quote, because now she went from a ventilator to breathing on her own. She bypassed the two middle stages. No oxidation help, no support, no tank, nothing. And then the doctor says, Mr. Rodriguez, I can't even explain this, but all things being equal, in 48 hours, you need to pick her up because we need her bed. We picked up Evie, the whole entire family. We're Latino, so we had 30,000 people in one SUV. We had mom, dad, sister, brother, all her kids, her husband. We had them all. And we walked in, the hospital. Now, I'm being completely transparent. She didn't, like, walk right in. They rolled her out in a wheelchair. She could barely walk. We went inside. We picked her up. We put her inside. We're looking at her. Everybody's crying. It's the first time we see her. We're crying. So everybody's broken. And we look at her and go, Evie, what do you want to do? It says, Evie. Evie goes like this. Evie goes, Dad, let's just drive. So we start driving. She says, drive towards Tahoe. So we're driving towards Tahoe. There's a big lake on the way to Tahoe. I mean, obviously, Lake Tahoe is the biggest. On its route, there's another lake. And she says, stop right here. We stop right there. It's a park with a lake. So we're seeing now she no longer wheelchair. We don't have a wheelchair. We were about to carry her or help her up. She goes, I got this. She starts going like this. She starts walking. And we see her. And we're following her. Mom and dad now, we're just looking at her. We're thinking she lost it, obviously, right? We're thinking it's the meds. We're being very honest. She's walking like this. And when she continues to walk, she's no longer on the sidewalk. She breaks right through the rough and starts going through a dirt path and aiming towards the big lake. Now, mom and I are going like to her husband, like somebody, if she get, you know, does the word intervention sound like an option, right? But we don't want to say it. We're thinking, we're going like, she gets close to the lake. Her kids are here. Her husband, we're here. We're looking at her going like, do we intervene? She gets to the edge. She looks around. And she has her Lululemons on. She has her shoes on. She goes. She dives right in. We're going, oh my goodness. Now, she didn't swim a mile. She just dove right in. She came out soaking wet and she went, I am alive. I need some women to lift up their hands. All the hell you've been through, all the messes you've overcome, everything that life and hell sent your way, I dare you to raise your hands and shout, I am alive! I am alive! I am alive! Your mess becomes God's miracle. If you believe it, shout like you actually know it. Stand with me. You are standing. Lift up your hands. With your hands raised. The battle is between the mess and the miracle. The battle is between your mind and your mantle. I'll repeat that. The battle is between your mind and your mantle. The battle is between the thoughts in your head and the calling upon your life. The true battle is between anxiety and anointing, between your memories and your imagination. The battle is between the hell in your past and the hope for your future. How many know the battle has already been won? When your integrity is more important than your influence, nothing can stop you. When you are driven by anointing rather than ambition, nothing can stop you. Women, when your hunger for righteousness is greater than your fear of criticism, nothing can stop you. And when your praise speaks louder than your pain, I'm gonna repeat that. When your praise speaks louder than your pain, let's do it one more time. When your praise speaks louder than your pain, nothing can stop you. Somebody praise like you know that your mess just became a miracle. With your hands raised. Oh, I see Deborahs and Esthers, Marys and Marthas. I see your children casting out devils. Woo. I see marriages thriving. I see societal architects and cultural reformers and influencers. I see mama bears and lioness rising up and defending the young. So get ready to see the love of God, the truth of God, the grace of God, the power of God, the glory of God like you've never seen before. Because in Jesus' name, on this day by faith through Christ, your mess just became God's miracle. One more shout of praise. Let me pray over you and pass the baton. Let me pray over you. Heavenly Father, for every single woman in this place and those that are streaming from different parts of the world, we unleash the fullness of this word. Every mess just became your miracle. Wherever there was a mess, in every family, in every home, in every marriage, in every relationship, in every health circumstance, in every financial reality, the mess just became a miracle. Today we confirm your DNA is fully activated. We will live the rest of our lives according to your original plan. Your original plan. And thank you that even in our messiest hour, we continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Fully cognizant of the fact that it may have looked like a mess, but it was actually a miracle with mud on it. And all we had to do was wash ourselves. In the mighty name of Jesus, every single mess in you and in your family just became God's miracle. If you confirm that, give them the final shout of praise of the entire afternoon. Somebody praise like you believe it and high five somebody like you believe it.
Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Your family mess is about to become God's miracle. Your health mess is about to become God's miracle. Your financial mess is about to become God's miracle. Your generational mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mental, emotional mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Can you come in agreement with me that America's mess is about to become God's miracle? I wrote a book called Your Mess, God's Miracle, from the narrative embedded in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 9. It's when Jesus healed the blind man, and he did so in a very unorthodox manner. What did he do? He took his spittle, he spit on the ground, he made mud out of it, and he placed it on a blind man's eyes. Did you hear that? What an unorthodox process. This book will empower you with the following truth. The process is temporary. The promise is permanent. I will repeat that. The process is temporary. The promise is permanent. Out of all the books I've written, this is my 11th book. This is the number one message thus far in all of my ministerial and writing trajectory. It's so anointed. It's so filled with God's power and spirit. It will bless your life. I promise you, you read it and you will see by faith through Christ, your mess becoming God's miracle. So go right now. This book comes out April 6th, but there's a sense of urgency in the next few days for you to pick up a copy. So go on Amazon.com, pre-order. Your book will arrive the week of April 6th, but it behooves you, it compels you to get your copy today. And watch this. If you DM me a screenshot of the purchase of the book, my team has been instructed to randomly pick from the DMs individuals who have pre-ordered this book to send them copies of my previous books. You may be receiving 2 copies, 1 copy, 3 copies of books I've already written. Many of them became bestsellers for the glory of God. It will bless your life. So pre-order right now, Amazon.com. Go ahead, let's do this. Your mess, God's miracle.